This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Top beer. Top beer. Top beer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Top Beer. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. This week, we're doing top brewery. So what does that mean? That means that we're going to choose a brewery, we're going to pick three beers from said brewery, and we're going to review them. So how we normally do, but with the same brewery. And the reason why I like that we're doing this, Tim, by the way, Tim, my co-host, is here as always. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Adrian?
Good, good, good. So the reason why I'm glad that we're doing this, Tim, is because this is kind of a way to see what beers we like from certain breweries. So we can say, oh, well, I enjoy that beer from that brewery. So whenever I want this kind, I'll definitely remember that, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. Right. So here we are. Here we are today. And before we get into it, Tim, how's your day going so far?
So far, so good. Had a interesting week already. My work flooded and it's just been kind of difficult to deal with, but
oh man, that sucks. What happened? Like, was it because of all the rain California's been getting or what?
There hasn't been rain. I don't know why you keep thinking that it's been raining. No, it was an issue with the plumbing.
Oh,
actually,
that sucks. So it's
yeah.
Not like, see, you'd prefer to get a rainwater flood because at least it's just rainwater, but with the plumbing flood, you get all that nastiness. Ugh.
Well, I mean, rainwater has nastiness in it, too.
I guess, but it, for me, it's more of a mental thing. Like, in my head, it's cleaner than, you know, whatever you get from the sewage and stuff, I guess.
You should probably keep in mind that's not true, I guess. But otherwise, I've been pretty good. Nothing too exciting going on. Looking forward to drinking these beers. How about you, Adrian? How you been?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. And you know what? I'll get into it. The brewery that I picked today, Tim.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you've heard of it. Sanitas Brewing Company.
No, I haven't.
When I first saw this at the store, I thought, oh, just based on the logo, I thought maybe it was like a Southwestern brewery, like in New Mexico or Arizona or something. But no, the Sanitas Brewing Company is based out of Boulder, Colorado. So it's a regional beer here that we have. Huh. And I was going to say, I just realized today, Tim, that I've never had a beer from an Arizona brewing company. In fact, when I think of Arizona, I can't think of any brewing companies from Arizona. So we're going to have to, I'm going to have to anyways, find one maybe some next time we do Top Brewery and check them out. Because I don't think I've ever had anything from Arizona. Have you?
Not that I can think of as from Arizona off the top of my head.
Kind
of
weird, isn't it, to think that, like, you know, I mean, there's so many, there's 50 states, you know, but it's like, it feels like we've had from all over the place, just not from Arizona. So, you know, we'll have to change that at some point.
We will have to change that. In fact, let's plan to change that, huh?
Definitely. So anyway, so my first beer this is from Sanitas Brewing Company. This is their Black IPA. It says on the can, a dark IPA dripping with hops. Ooh. Hoppy, dark. Let's see. It's a very minimal can. I mean, it's like a white can with, I guess part of the logo is like an owl with like a little red star above his head. And it tells you, like on the side of the can, it's got like four bars. One for color, one for malt, one for body, and one for hops. And the one for hops is almost filled out. The one for malt is about halfway. The one for color is almost completely filled out. And the one for body is about a third filled out, I guess. And, yeah, it's a really nice can. And let's see here. The government warning, blah, 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 blah. I'm just checking to see if they have any description, but they don't. All right, let's go ahead and open that bad boy up, shall we?
Yeah, let's see what we got going on.
So, obviously, an IPA, you know, I love IPAs. I know it's not a surprise for anyone to hear, so that's why I picked, you know, from what I saw at the store, definitely had to get an IPA from them to try it out. And as I open this, like, that floral evanescence, is that the right word that you've used, evanescence? I don't know.
I don't think, epervescence.
Epervescence.
Evanescence is a band, but you're close.
Effervescence stings the nostrils, Tim, in a good way. So let's go ahead and try that out.
Wow.
Ooh. That definitely tastes like a dark IPA. It's a little... Yeah, it's got a little bit of an aftertaste. Ugh, I don't know if I like that. But the actual taste going down... It goes down very smooth, too, by the way. I don't know if... those of you listening, if you guys ever... I know some people are kind of weary about trying IPAs because, you know, they're kind of perceived as, you know, hoppier and maybe a little bit heavier than what you're used to and stuff. But this isn't really having, like, a crisp bite to it. It actually goes down surprisingly smooth. And I guess that's because it's... I wonder if that has something to do with it being a black IPA, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let me give it another sip. That was really good. Yeah, it goes down... It's got a weird, like, little aftertaste. I don't know how to describe it. Anyway... Oh. So this is Sunita's Black IPA. I have the rate beer score in front of me, Tim. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
38 over 3.
Ooh, that's not great.
That's not great at all.
That is not great.
Oh, man. The commercial description, a dark India pale ale packed with dank, resinous hops. The addition of debittered black malt creates a captivating dark color, while crystal malt adds caramel-like flavors. Sunita's flagship black IPA delivers a sharp uppercut of citrusy floral hop character with a subtle roast note in the finish. That's what it is. It's that quote unquote subtle roast note in the finish. I don't like that. I'm not a big fan of that, Tim. I don't know about you, but when I drink on any kind of IPA, whether it's a black IPA or whatever, I don't want any kind of roasty tones in there at all. It just seems kind of weird to me. Like, I would expect that from, you know, stout or a porter, but not from a black IPA. Ugh. What are your thoughts?
No, I mean, I think that's the black IPA. You would expect it to be like that, or at least I would.
Well, I remember the Baja Black Lager by Uinta. Like, that's a black style beer, and it's a lager, I know, but it didn't have that sort of roasty aftertaste, and I think that serves it well. I don't think the roasty aftertaste serves this very well at all, but that's just my opinion, obviously.
Okay.
So there we go. 38 over 3, not a great score. But anyway, Tim, who is your brewery today, and what is your first beer from them?
My brewery is Lagunitas, which is
Lagunitas.
A little bit, I guess you could say, controversial at the moment.
Isn't it owned by a big...
Now it is.
Is it AB InBev, or who is it?
No, they officially sold... Because they had sold like 50% or something to Heineken. Mm. Now they went ahead and sold the rest to Heineken just recently. So I figured, hey, might as well get it while it's still kind of crafty.
Yeah.
Because now at this point it's probably no longer.
I mean, it still counts. I mean,
not really. I mean, no one is going to. We're not picky on this show, though. I mean, it's not like me and you act that way about craft beer versus non-craft beer and stuff.
But the thing, it's kind of like if you eat. Okay, well, it's different now. But at the time when Chipotle was semi-owned by McDonald's, you weren't eating McDonald's. You were eating Chipotle. You weren't eating fast food. You were eating casual fast food, but it was still a step above, you know, actual drive-through menus. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like
right.
That's how I see it. That's my analogy to justify it. But anyway, so what do you have from Lagunitas?
So my first is the Pilsner. It's the Czech style Pilsner. It's just called Pils. It's in a little 12-ounce bottle.
Gotta have some pills today.
Gotta start with my pills.
You know, oh, speaking of pills, just really quick. Have you had the Pilsner by Left Hand Brewery?
I have not.
It's actually really good. I recommend it. I forget what it's called exactly. I'm trying to think now the name, but it's really good for, like, I mean, I'm not a huge Pilsner fan, but it's really good for a Pilsner. I was kind of surprised at how much I liked it. So if you ever have a chance, I'll look it up while you're telling me about your beer.
Well, this is pissy yellow, white cream head. I mean, it's like thin effervescence as well. Yeah, it gets a nice frothy head, though. I'll give them that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that trademark Pilsner scent.
That sort of maltiness, or what do you
mean? Yeah, sweet, malty, kind of has that old world, like the German malt, German hops kind of floral scent. It's what you would expect, I think. Let me give it a drink.
Well, let's give it a whirl.
Huh.
Initial thoughts?
There's not much to it, honestly.
No, no. How come? I mean, I guess it's a Pilsner, so I guess you shouldn't expect too much from it. But why not, though?
It's got a little spiciness, little bite in the back of your throat after you take a drink. But realistically, I don't taste much when I'm just, like, drinking it. This kind of goes down like water. I think if you're into watery beers, this is probably a good one for you.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is that I try to avoid those kinds of beers now. Unless, like Pilsners and lagers and stuff. Unless it's, remember that one lager I had from, I forget what brewing company, but it was a very hop-forward lager. That was good. I enjoyed that one. But I don't really have a Pilsner that's like, oh, that's my go-to. You know, I've had, like I said, the Polestar Pilsner. That's what it's called, by the way, by Left Hand Brewery. The Polestar Pilsner. That's pretty good. But I recommend also from Left Hand, if you ever see it, Tim, the Fade to Black Foreign Export Stout.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
That one's good. I've had that one. But anyway, so do you have the score on that one or what?
I do. Let me pull her up. Style 90. Definitely could see that. This is Pilsner like your grandpa used to drink. overall, 57. So, not bad, not terrible,
but not that great either.
Yeah, I think people drink it. I can't blame drinking this, like, if you're just a Pilsner person, I guess, if you're into it. It's so funny to me because people talk about not being into other beers because they're too much and this and that. But for me, this beer honestly has, like, that malty bitterness and flavor that I just don't like. I'm like, why this feels like this is harder to get used to wanting to drink something that tastes like this. I don't understand why this is the mainstream beer, but yeah, I guess it is.
It's not your daily driver for you, anyway. It wouldn't be, right?
No, not at all.
Not at all. But you know, I have to say, the more I drink this black IPA from Sonitas, the more I get used to that aftertaste. Like, I don't even notice it anymore. It just goes down like a black IPA. So I guess that's a good thing, huh? I mean,
yeah, that is good.
That's got to count for something. All right, Tim. Well, that is, I think, a good first segment of our new, semi-permanent format, the Top Brewery. Let's take a quick break. We're going to go, well, I don't know, quick, I guess, is depends on the person, on what is quick. let's take a break, listen to some ads from the PTVN Network, and we will be right back, Tim.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, pro wrestling announcer Kevin Kelly here. I want to make sure you are all subscribed to all the great feeds here at Place to Be Nation. It's really easy to do. Just head to iTunes or your preferred podcatcher app today and search and subscribe to the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, which, of course, includes the full archives of the Kevin Kelly Show, the Place to Be Nation pod feed, and the pro wrestling only feed. Subscribe, listen, and then rate us and leave feedback today. And be sure to give Justin your true thoughts. I mean, don't hold back. After all, he is kind of a jerk. Just listen to Scott.
And we're back. Tim, let's get right into it. I'm going to throw you for a loop on this one. Ready? Are you
ready? Oh, shit. I'm ready.
From Sonitas Brewing Company, obviously. This is their Saison Ale. According to their can, crisp, iconic. A rustic farmhouse ale. Now, we've done farmhouse style beers a lot on this show, I feel, and obviously we did a whole episode on saisons, and I was really excited to try this, and I'm hoping that I like it, Tim. So, let's dive right into it. Oh, this is what's the ABV on this bad boy, by the way? Let's see, where is it? Does not say. Okay, that's fine. The little bars. Color is filled a little bit. Body is only a little bit more than that. Malt and hops are only a little bit more than that. So this is, I guess that's indicative of a Saison or a farmhouse style beer, I guess, right?
I guess so.
All right, let's pour that. Ooh, it's got a nice smell to it. I like it. Yeah, that looks like a Saison. Very nice, light, almost like a champagne color. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That should be, nice bubbles. This is a little hazy, a little...
Yeah, it's got a little haziness to it. Yeah, definitely. I'm still pouring it, so it might settle down. But don't Saisons normally have a little cloudiness to them?
Yeah, they should.
They should. Okay. Ooh, yeah, it's got nice champagne bubbles. I like that. Yeah, it's got a nice fruity, semi-fruity, you know, smell. Let's go ahead and give that bad boy a taste, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, that's good. I like that. What I like about farmhouse ales is the sort of fruity flavor that you get in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this has that in spades, I would say. It's really good, Tim. Let me give that another sip. I don't know what the... I wish I could describe what that sort of fruity flavor is, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
God, how do I describe that? It's almost like a... It's almost slightly tangy, you know? Like a
tangerine?
Not like a tangerine, more like a... What do you call it? It's a freaking... That it's like a melon, not melon. What's the orange melon thing fruit called? What's that called? Something melon. Not honeydew melon, the other one.
Cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
Huh.
Almost like a slight cantaloupe fruity flavor. But you know what's the most surprising about this beer? Let me actually read you the description really quick. Sanitas Saison represents all that makes beer great. Inspired by age-old tradition, brewed with premium ingredients, and shared among friends over great food and celebration, this fascinating ale is our pride and joy. It's fruity, grassy, flavor from a blend of hops and a rustic farmhouse yeast, surprises drinkers with complex approachability and a dry finish. Here's the thing, though, Tim. I like this beer. I really like it a lot. The score is kind of embarrassing, though. Uh-oh. 17 over 1.
Oh Lord, that's bad.
I don't know why though. Honestly, this is a delicious beer. Like, it's kind of an unfair rating if you ask me.
Well, you should tell them something. You should say they need to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, because like, let's see what this person said. Light yellow apple juice appearance. That's what it is. It's a little bit of an apple juice taste. Weak aroma of citrus and a little skunky. I don't taste any skunkiness at all. A bit of coriander, but otherwise bland. Very watery. I kind of like that it's watery, though. It's not super heavy. So, I mean, for me, that's good. It's almost closer to, like, a lager style than, what it's meant to be. But it's, I mean, I don't know. I like it. Can I see this as being a beer I drink on the regular? Well, I guess we'll have to find out, right? I guess we'll have to.
I guess we're going to find out.
So, Tim, what's your next beer from Lagunitas?
Lagunitas. My next beer is the Lagunitas Lucky 13.
Ooh, what is that?
It is an American. It says American Strong Style. It says Amondo Large Red Ale. So it is an American Strong Style Red, according to this.
Do you generally drink reds? I feel like you don't really.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I drink them.
Because I generally
intermittently.
Don't. Yeah.
So let's see, California's best pale ale, the Nova Bruna Planet.
Where is Lagunitas based out of? It's, I know it's in California, but
Petaluma.
Where is it?
Petaluma.
I have no idea where that is.
NorCal area.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So it's a hazy red amber, but really thin body and light looking, honestly. Mm-hmm. Also very effervescent. And yeah, it's really interesting. It's like coppery colored. Little off-white head, nice and thick. It smells fruity, citrusy, kind of floral as well. It smells like an IPA somewhat too, which is interesting because it doesn't list it as an IPA in any way, but I guess, it being Lagunitas,
it's funny because IPA falls under the umbrella category of ales, right?
But
I feel like IPA could almost just be its own, you know, umbrella term of beer in general, just because, I don't know, just because like I said, like I had that hop forward lager and it's like, it almost seems like IPA could just, it's like you can find it almost anywhere and everywhere in some beers, and like some beers can be really hoppy even though they're not technically IPAs, but you know, that's just my thoughts on that.
Interesting. I guess
don't you think though? Don't you think could you see IPA as its own you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's own style. I mean, I don't know if you mean like the difference between lager and ale or something.
That's
even
what I'm
that
saying.
Level.
Like, you have lagers and ales. Those are the big two. But I'm saying, like, it just almost feels like an IPA could be its own, you know, big umbrella term of beer.
You know, I don't know if it can go that far.
You wouldn't go that far? Oh.
No, just because...
Understandable.
Just because there's a lot of... I mean, it's a pale ale.
Yeah.
Right?
At the end of the day, yeah.
Stronger pale ale. So, yeah, this is good. It's sweet. The bitterness is more enjoyable to me. There's less of the malt kind of bitterness that leaves that weird aftertaste. It's a little, like I said, a little floral, a little peppery. Got some interesting flavor profile here, honestly. I like this one quite a bit more.
Mm. And, you know, the more you drink it, the more do you get used to the flavor and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I like this one.
What's the score on that?
It's just bitter enough, I think. But doesn't really, yeah, it doesn't taste like an IPA too much. ABV 8.5. Overall score 98. Style 95. So this is a winner according to RateBeer. So can't argue with that.
That score ain't too shabby. Oh, I should have mentioned, yeah, my Saison is a 5.9% ABV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Aren't Saisons, they're normally a bit above average in the alcohol
department. They're not really supposed to be.
Not supposed to be. So Saison and Ghost are usually kind of lower in ABV, right? Oh, by the way, sure. Tim, really quick.
Okay.
I drank a Ghost the other day by, what was the name of that damn cup? I don't remember now. I'll have to look it up. But the can description on there, it tells you in parentheses, Goza. It's pronounced
right.
Goza. I'm like, no. I'm going to stick with Ghost. I like that word a lot better.
Me too.
Anything else you want to say about your current beer, Tim, or was that it?
No. I think I'm good with what I've said. I like it. Definitely drinkable. It's a seasonal beer. It's one you could like look forward to when it's available.
All right, Tim. Well, that sounds great. I think we're gonna go to another ad roll, and then when we come back, we're gonna try our third and final beer. What do you think?
I like it. I'm super excited.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero here, and I want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlayStation.com, and we now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with Clotheslines and Headlines, Main Event, Lucha Afterground, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows. And we leave wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse, the Our Vantage Point podcast, which features a potpourri-style look at wrestling history, and Survey Says, a fun look back at the good, bad, and ugly of WCW. And on our very popular Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed, we offer such great shows as the Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular, Rank and File, PTBN Dadcast, NBA Team, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversations, Geek and Sassy, and the Imaginary Stories. You can find all these current shows plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows plus others available at PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlayStation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping, and download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, thehistoryofwrestling.com, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
We're back. Tim, time for our third and final beers. I have in front of me what I hold in my hands by Sanitas Brewing Company. This is their IPA. Just a regular... You know, run-of-the-mill IPA, right? Well, let's not say run-of-the-mill because we don't know that yet. A vibrant hop experience, it says in the can. Bold, aromatic. This is their IPA by Sanitas Brewing Company. The hops bar is almost full. The malt is pretty low. The color bar is, you know, about a third there, same as the body. So this is obviously a hoppy beer, as you would expect from an IPA to be. So let's go ahead and
IPA-izzle.
Crack her open, shall we?
Let us.
Yeah, let's pour that. I'm pouring that into one of my brand new beer mug glasses that I got for as a wedding gift. I got a set of four, so I'm really excited about those, Tim.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. All right, so it's got a nice, it's almost kind of a darkish yellowish orange color. It's got a nice thin white head. Good aroma. Definitely get the hops in that. In the nose.
The hops.
Let's see here. Let's go ahead and give that a sip, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's an IPA for sure, Tim. That's an IPA if I've ever had one.
Have you ever had one?
I have. And you know what? There's something different about this IPA. I don't know what it is. Let me take another sip. I can't quite put my finger on it. But anyway, this has an ABV of 7%. Commercial description. A golden India pale ale standing on a firm base of organic English and German malts. A carefully chosen blend of citrusy American hops and piney, fruity Australian hops delivers a massive wave of aroma and flavor. Ooh. Are you ready for the score on this?
I am.
Bum, ba, da, bum. 27 over at 5. So I feel like the people on Ray Beer do not appreciate Sanita's Brewing Company that much. It's kind of weird.
Doesn't seem like it.
I enjoyed their Saison. I'm enjoying this one so far. You know, the black IPA kind of grew on me, so I don't know what it is, but it's definitely, there's definitely a distinctive flavor that this IPA has that your normal run-of-the-mill IPA. Like, I used to drink the IPA by Odell Brewing Company a lot. And this doesn't taste like that at all. This tastes like its own special flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it has a nice... you know what? It's not even, like, for an IPA, it's not super hoppy. Like, it's definitely hoppy, but it's not, like, it's not in-your-face hoppy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I appreciate this beer a lot, and I actually really like it. So, anyway, that's that. Top comment on Rate Beer. Someone says... Pour slightly hazy golden orange, the medium creamy white head that retains well and laces the glass. The aroma is subdued. Biscuit malt with some sweet, fruity, floral bubblegum hops. The flavor is sweet, biscuity, crystal malt with some fruit and resiny, grassy, tarry hop bitterness. Man, this guy must have one hell of a palate, huh? The mouthfeel is a medium body with low carbonation. You know, that's what it is also, the low carbonation. I noticed that. Overall, it's an odd mix of sweet malt and some harsh hop notes that I'm not caring for. I don't think it's got harsh hop notes. If anything, the hop notes are not harsh at all. They're actually very subtle, if you ask me. Not subtle, but not harsh, you know. So, that's a good beer. I like it.
I like the sound of it.
Sounds good. I think you'd like this. I think you would like this. What do you have for your third and final beer, Tim?
My third and most final beer is Lagunitas The Waldo Special Ale. Ooh. And I believe Waldo is the name of the dog that's on all the Lagunitas kind of bottles. Mm-hmm. But here, their commercial description says, in 1971, the Waldos met one afternoon at 4:20 in the front courtyard of the school near the statue of Louis Pasteur. Mm. They set out in a 66 Impala armed with a treasure map on a journey to find Secret Garden near Point Reyes. They met there on the same street every day and continued their quest. They never found that Secret Garden, but they kept looking. The dankest and hoppiest beer ever brewed, but Lagunitas was made with the help of the Waldos for all the treasure hunters. So, as I said, I think that Waldo is actually the name of the dog. And I think that this is just kind of their whole spacey weird thing. It's funny because as we're doing the show, I read up on Lagunitas a little bit because I wanted to look into it. And I had known that I recently saw that they had a beer where on the label it said something about, like, they told us you had to change the name because it was too obvious of a marijuana reference or something along those lines.
Really?
And Yeah, there was like some kind of thing along those lines that said that on there. And then I went on their website, or not their website, but I went on the Wikipedia, and one of the little things is there's not much to their article, but one of the things on their article is marijuana associations. And that's a big thing. And it says that they were stuck. They had stakeouts done to them by the police. Oh, they have a beer that's called Undercover Investigation Shutdown Ale because they were shut down for a 21-day suspension for an investigation due to alleged cannabis dealing by employees at the brewery. So they have a...
This is real. This is based on reality.
Yeah, this is real stuff that happened to them. They used to use 420 for their market for their marketing, and they'd have smoking parties on site, but they got rid of that.
And this is in California, or
yeah, this is in Petaluma, California.
Jeez.
So, which is
NorCal, right?
Right. And it says Lagunitas dropped the 420 from its label in 2013 after a trademark claim from Sweetwater Brewing Company. So another brewery kind of hit them with a lawsuit or a legal letter requesting that they stop using the 420 branding.
So,
which is very interesting.
That's so weird because Northern California is like the weed capital of the world, pretty much.
Right.
I knew someone who lived in Humboldt County. Uh-huh. If you know anything about Humboldt, you know that it's all about fucking smoking weed up there. You know,
all about that weed.
All
part.
People talk about, oh, you want to go smoke a bowl? You ready to smoke a bowl? Who wants to smoke a bowl? It's like, that's all you hear in Humboldt County. So it's really funny to me that to hear that story, knowing that that's such an association with marijuana.
They're into the marijuana.
Which, by the way, I'm all for legalization, but I can't stand obnoxious pothead culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't like getting high on drugs.
No, I don't. Well, no, it's not so much that. It's just the damn culture, man. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
I get you. I mean, me and my wife have had the conversation many times where there's kind of a certain thing where there's people that you feel like you can't be close friends with them because they smoke weed and you don't. Yeah. It's like a very permeating the culture kind of thing.
It's weird because you don't get that with, like, beer culture, I feel like. I don't know. I mean, maybe...
No, not too much.
Maybe it's just confirmation bias or whatever you want to call it, but... People who really are into beer, it isn't their whole personality and what they're always talking about. And, you know, there's people who smoke pot who do it between breaks, you know, in their break and lunch break and their whatever 10-15 minute break. I've worked with a guy like that, and I just don't understand. Like, you can't just wait till you get home. I mean, I feel like too much of a, you know, there is such thing as too much of a good thing, and I wouldn't go and drink a beer every day on my lunch break, you know, at work or whatever, because it's like it takes away. I don't know. It takes away something from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
That's just me.
Well, this is like a coppery sweet, nice balance. Not super hoppy for, I think it's supposed to be a triple IPA.
A triple IPA? Double. Really?
It says Imperial. I think it's a double, but I saw someone else say it's a triple. I don't buy it.
Hmm.
It's really light. It's a little coppery. It's super kind of thin-bodied, real bright, I guess they say.
Mm-hmm.
So clear, opaque. White, like really just white head, super light. Floral smell. The hops come through in the nose a lot, but not as much on the body. Like I said, pretty well balanced, pretty good stuff. Yeah, I like it. The score seems a bit high. Overall, 99. Style, 80 or 98. That seems like a bit much. ABV of 11.9, so it'll get you drunk, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
yeah, but it's good stuff. I like this beer quite a bit.
Hmm. What's the score on that?
Just 99 overall, 98 for the style.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty popular.
That sounds like a popular beer. Now, it's an ale, right? It's just like a special ale of some kind. It doesn't have any other.
It's an IPA. It's a double IPA.
It is a double. Okay, it is for sure. Okay, I was just making sure. Uh-huh. All right. No, well, that sounds good, Tim. Anything else you want to say about that beer before we go to our third and final break?
No, I like the beer. But no, nothing else I need to really get into.
Awesome, Possum. Well, we're going to go on our third and final break. And Tim, when we come back, you know what we're going to do, right?
What are we going to do?
We're going to announce our top brewery.
Well, okay.
Well, our top beer from said brewery. We'll be right back.
The Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. Subscribe on iTunes or on Android with your favorite podcast app. Established in 2013, the Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network is committed to providing unique takes on the rich and diverse medium of professional wrestling, focusing on its history and global impact, but also exploring the vibrant contemporary scene. The roll call includes Space City, an NWA On Demand podcast, This Week in Wrestling, Stacy and Elliott's Bogus Journey, the Super Apuitas podcast, the Military Industrial Suplex, Strong Style History, Puro Puri, and Psychology is Dead. Also, from the archives, the full catalog of great shows that provided a fresh look at classic wrestling, including Where the Big Boys Play, Titans of Wrestling, Tag Teams Back Again, Letters from Kayfabe, Wrestling Culture, Pro Wrestling Super Show, Goodwill Wrestling, and many, many others. Pro Wrestling Only Podcast Network. Only the best.
Okay, we're back. Tim, before we get into it, I wanted to talk about something really quick. I recently got to visit Avery Brewing Company in beautiful Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell me all about this.
I bought some swag, Tim. I bought a shirt. I bought I got a sticker. I think that was free. And what else did I get? I got also a koozie. Yes, I got there. A White Rascal... their White Rascal, whatever it's called, koozie. I got it because I like the color. It's like orange and black and stuff, and better than just the generic Avery koozie that they had. So it's funny how much merchandise breweries carry now, but it makes sense, though. And they have a restaurant, so if you're ever in Boulder, Colorado, and you want to eat some delicious food and drink some delicious beers, I highly recommend checking out Avery Brewing Company. You know what's cool about it, Tim? It's not like in downtown Boulder or anything. It's actually kind of outside of Boulder.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, you don't have to worry about like traffic or parking or any of that, because it's kind of like, it's kind of off the beaten path in a way. And I really had a good time there. I had a, what did I have? I had some kind of a roast beef sandwich or something. It was really good. It was really good.
Okay.
A little pricey, but you know, you get what you pay for, and I think it's worth the price of admission. And the best part is they have an open, you can just walk through. They have like a catwalk sort of. It goes through their actual brewery part of the brewery, uh-huh. where you can like look down and see people working. It's like, you know, it's a working brewery, obviously. You can actually look down and see, you know, the brew people doing their thing, and they have like it looked like some kind of a science lab, right?
Okay.
And you saw people in there doing whatever they're doing. It's like, oh shit! Like you remember that like this, there's a bit of a science to this, right? So. You got to see that. That was really cool. It's huge, obviously. I mean, it's a big, huge warehouse type thing. And the tanks are like fucking, I don't know, just big, huge metal tanks and stuff.
Right.
But no, it was a really interesting experience. So I highly recommend that if anyone listening, or if you, Tim, or ever in Boulder, definitely check out Avery Brewing Company. You know, stop there for some lunch and some beers. And I don't think you will be disappointed. What did I have from that? I don't even know what I had. I had a beer from that I never had before. But they had a beer on their menu, Tim, that was like, there was a beer on their menu that was like 18% ABV. I was like, holy okay. shit. I've never had a beer that's 18%. Have you?
No. Well, maybe. I'm trying to remember now. There was that Sam Adams one that was supposed to be like the strongest beer ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
18% is pretty high, though.
It's very high. It's very high. Oh, I had their Maraja IPA. That's what I had. It was actually really good.
Okay.
And I bought... I sent you a picture of this. I bought their Tangerine Quad.
Okay.
Their Tangerine Quad. Let's see here. Bourbon Barrel Aged Belgian Style Quadruple... 10.1% ABV. Now, here's what I gotta say about this, Tim. It's supposed to be like a sour, I guess, kind of. Let's see.
Okay.
What does the website say? But it tasted like It tasted just like a brown ale to me. Like I was really excited to try it, and I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. It wasn't that sour. It was just more like a brown
really?
Sour ale. Yeah, yeah. It was good. Huh. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't that great either. So I was a little disappointed that it wasn't exactly what I expected. So
okay,
that's what you get for having pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go to the hospital, you're not gonna get insured for that. Mm. But anyway, so it didn't taste very tangerine-y to me at all.
No.
But you know what? I have had their raspberry sour, and that thing for sure is sour and delicious. So, yeah, Avery Brewing Company, check them out. They have a lot of good stuff. I think you've had plenty of stuff from Avery, right? You've had
Chai
High, right? I remember you had the Chai High once. And the Persic Saison, I think I've had that. Or did you have that? Maybe it was you. Was that
you? I've had that as well. We both did, actually.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff on the menu, so definitely check them out. But anyway, all right, Tim. Well, enough about that. It's that time, Tim. It's that time where we choose a beer from one of the breweries we had, and we make that. We announce that as our top beer. Okay, Tim.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you go first, Tim. What's your top beer from Lagunitas?
Probably the Waldo or the Waldos. The double IPA. It's really good. It's nice and balanced. It's kind of strong, but you know, that's not terrible. It's a good beer. I like it.
You can see yourself drinking that one on a regular basis.
I can, and I probably would if I could get it regularly, but I think it's another one that's kind of seasonal. But
okay.
But I'll drink it as much as I can get it.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, I honestly thought going into this, like, I thought one of the IPAs was going to be my top beer from Sanita's. And then I had their Saison, right?
Okay.
And then I had the regular IPA, and I said, yep, it's going to be the IPA.
Right.
Yeah, Sanita's IPA, it's a really good beer. It's hoppy enough. Doesn't have a weird aftertaste like their black IPA does. And
no.
The Saison is definitely in the running. It's definitely in like second place. But if I had to pick a beer from Sanita's that I would drink on the regular, it would definitely be their IPA, Tim. So
okay,
that's my top beer from the top brewery for this week. All right, well, Tim, I think that about does it. I think we did good tonight. What do you want to plug before we go? What do you want to announce? What do you want to say? What's on your mind?
Nothing really. Nothing too special I want to announce. Go follow me on Twitter at Lucia Undead and you know, listen to my other podcasts and all that stuff.
Awesome. Follow me at Della Boots. I think we're going to be doing this more often. Top Brewery. I'm kind of excited about the idea, Tim, just because, you know, it's fun to think to pick a brewery and then you just pick three beers for them and bam. You know, pick which one's your favorite. I like that idea. I think it's a genius idea.
I think you do like this idea.
And I'm not just saying that because it was my idea.
But it was your idea.
It was my idea.
We can both agree on that.
Well, I think that's it for this week. Definitely tune in next week for another episode of our Get to Know edition on Lucha Undead. Check out the PTV and Pop Network. There's a lot of good stuff on there. And that's it. Tim, anything else? I think you have one thing you'd like to say before we wrap up each episode. What is that, Tim?
I guess it's just that everybody knows that, you know, the most important things in life are the three B's, which are good beers, good buds, and good banter. Good night, everybody.